This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I have the pleasure of bringing you a company that we've missed for a little over a year. I'm talking about Halbert Corporation. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol HALB. I can't bring them justice with just a short introduction, but with the use of their expertise, their mission is to develop treatments for a significant number of conspicuous health issues and previously considered incurable diseases worldwide, including but not limited to cancer, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, blood sepsis, viremia. They're also working on treatment cures and transmission inhibitors for COVID-19. Today, I have the pleasure of talking to Mr. William A. Hartman. He is the CEO, president, and chairman of the company, and he's going to bring us up to speed. William, it's great to meet you, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Sever. Our presentation today, frankly, it's been a while since we've been on with you, and we've had so many developments, and we simply cannot cover them all today. What I've pledged, though, is that we're going to come back on a month basis to keep your listeners updated. This is really significant, and I want everybody to turn up their radio or put on their recorders, because what I'm going to say is extremely significant. Number one, we've been a pink sheet company. We filed the Form 10 as promised, and we have CEO letters and so forth that go out every quarter and notifications, and we try to put out at least one press release a week. We filed the Form 10 to be uplisted to the QB fully reporting. We filed that in May. In June, we received questions back from the SEC, and we're just finishing the update on this. And frankly, I'm a little frustrated, but two of our key people had COVID, and that's kind of slowed them down a little bit in our response. But we do plan a response audited through our auditor, et cetera. By the way, we completed an audit already, but now our response to the questions will be screened and audited and then sent back to the SEC. For your listeners who are not familiar with our company, I'm going to give a little review. If others who are very familiar, I guess this won't hurt either. But at any rate, we started in May of 2020. Ours was not an initial launch of a pink sheet company. Frankly, it was had a prior history. We closed that down, and I joined the company in May of 2020. I came over from another company, and was asked to make this company a success, and we've done that. We started the sub-penny, well into the sub-penny range, down low, and we're now trading around a penny and a half, and that's way undervalued, and you're going to see that very soon. We have four existing issued patents, and we have 22 pending patents. That's huge. Now, why do we have so many pending patents? Because we want to keep competitors out. We want to increase our value. And frankly, in our arena, we're always looking for ways to finance our success towards FDA certification and projects on the and processes, products and processes, excuse me, on the market. Now, that takes a lot of money. So we've got to get either a government contract, we've got to get a partnership, or investors.
Yeah.
And frankly, we're working on all of them because we have a lot of different technologies. Our strategy is not to follow one string or one product or process, but basically very broad and come out with a lot of potential applications of our key patented technology. And that is, we work on the bodily fluids to eradicate disease. We don't ask the patient to ingest anything. We don't inject anything into the patient that can produce side effects. Rather, what we do is we work on the bodily fluids by eradicating the actual pathophysiologic basis or cause of the disease. We eliminate the inflammatory cytokines, antigens, etc., that cause disease. And we eradicate those from the bodily fluids, blood for bloodborne diseases, and cerebrospinal fluid for neurologic diseases. And we eradicate these outside the body and then put the purified bodily fluid back in the patient. That is huge. That is unique. Nobody else is doing this. All right? Now, we started with COVID in May of 2020 because everybody was working on COVID. All right?
Right.
Seemed to be the way to success. At that time, we developed about four antibodies, and actually a fifth one was fluorescent, that fluoresced in direct proportion to the viral load. In other words, it wasn't yes or no you have COVID, but how infected and how serious is the viral load. We published that. Nobody really reacted to it. So, in effect, I pivoted the company. I said we can spend a lot of money taking these antibodies through the FDA, but really, who's going to buy them? We don't have manufacturing. We don't have marketing. We don't have distribution. We need somebody to want to buy them. Nobody seemed interested, so why waste our money? Well, that was a little preliminary. So I pivoted the company into working on a disease that, in fact, that whole disease structure, a number of elements of it, include Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, epilepsy, etc. Really, there is no cure for these diseases. They can only hope to treat, for example, epilepsy with anti-seizure drugs, but there is no cure for Alzheimer's.
Right.
There are drugs out there that are extremely expensive and eliminate 5%, claim to eliminate 5% of the amyloid plaque that is part of Alzheimer's.
And
well, in a laboratory, we've been able to eliminate 100% in 20 minutes, not 5% in a year. So, however, in spite of having all of our scientists dedicated to working on these neurodegenerative diseases, including PTSD and suicide ideation, by the way, we're working with the government.
Right, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You were expecting a government contract on traumatic brain injury and neurodegenerative diseases leading to suicide. What's the progress on that?
Well, we hired a proxy in Washington, D.C., and we spent a lot of money on this proxy because they came highly recommended and they could put us in contact with the right people. We applied for a government contractor, and we were awarded a contract. This is not a loan. This is not a situation where we have to pay the money back. This is a contract. We met with the DOD. In fact, we met with them on the 7th of July, and we put on a pitch that should bring tears to the eyes of an IRS agent, and they fundamentally said, look, we're really impressed. However, we're the wrong people. You need to go elsewhere within the Department of Defense. We then met with our congressman, Mike Kelly, on the 13th of July, and we did a virtual meeting, And we had a tremendous success with Mike Kelly. He's very interested in helping us forward this technology. And Mike is, in fact, they're coming up to an August break for Congress. He's going to be back in the home area. He's asked to meet our chief scientist, Dr. Mitchell Felder, and myself. And we're trying to set up meetings at Youngstown State University. By the way, how our technology works, and this is key. Arizona State University, we contracted with a very expensive program, by the way. We have brilliant scientists.
Right. I wanted to actually ask you about that because your technology takes a lot of talent, or rather experts of a certain caliber. How have you continued to build that level of expertise over there?
Well, we do this, basically I look for people with fire in the belly. I mean, people with a desire to really, strong desire. I don't want passive people. If you're very passive, goodbye, I'm not interested in you. And everyone that we've hired, I personally interview. And so we contracted with Arizona State University, Dr. Sean Chen. And he is absolutely brilliant beyond belief. Dr. Chen develops antibodies. That's the core of our technology, antibodies against disease antigens or inflammatory cytokines, etc. Dr. Chen develops antibodies. Our process then involved, well, how do you destroy, once you have an antibody and it's conjoined to an antigen, how do you destroy that combination because you want to get rid of the antigen? Well, we decided we're going to use lasers or radio frequency. Frankly, lasers have proven to be much more effective. What we do is we take either cerebrospinal fluid or blood, and we hit them with a laser for 10 to 20 minutes. This is really where our success has been. And we eradicate the combined antibody and antigen. Well, how do you
wow.
get rid of with the laser? You have to conjoin a metallic nanoparticle to the antibody, and it has to be done in a manner that it doesn't reduce or eliminate the affinity for the antigen of the antibody. So what we do is Dr. Chen invents the antibody. He conjoins a metallic nanoparticle in a proprietary method to the antibody. He then sends that to Youngstown State University, and Youngstown State University, my old alma mater, Dr. William Sturrus, the head of the physics and astronomy and geology and earth sciences department, they hit it with the laser and eradicated. And we have been successful in eliminating 11 target antigens associated with neurodegenerative diseases. And literally, it's the whole role. This covers PTSD, suicide ideation, and as well as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, etc. We've been extremely successful in that area. We're also working on E. coli. Now, E. coli in cerebrospinal fluid produces meningitis. It's also responsible for blood sepsis. Blood sepsis kills, and the combination with meningitis kills hundreds of thousands of people each year. So we've been extremely successful in the laboratory in this regard.
That sounds amazing. And we're kind of running out of time, so I do have one more question for you. And now I would like to know, what does the future look like for the Halbert Corporation? Can you give our listeners an overview of your timeline for the near term?
All right. Well, look, I've covered the I'm going to hit our successes, and I've got a little list here very quickly. 11 target antigens, we've been successful in eliminating those in the laboratory. We've got plus E. coli. Cancer, we're developing cancer antibodies against the most virulent one is PD-1, and we have antibodies against that, and we're starting cancer research. We're also working on BTLA and CTLA-4. Now, for your sophisticated people, CTLA-4 is breast cancer, and a BTLA or the other, primarily the other cancers, PD-1 and PD-L1 are the most virulent ones right now that we're working on. Working with the Army, suicide ideation, I mentioned that, and DOD and Congressman Kelly, we're forming subsidiaries, dedicated subsidiaries that eventually can be spun off by the company. Current stockholders of Halbert Corporation will receive shares in those subsidiaries. We're working on one for cancer and one for COVID. By the way, COVID, I want to mention COVID just quickly for a minute. Our people were dedicated to our neurodegenerative diseases, but they also did some experimentation that, frankly, was not called for. But our COVID antibody, by the way, was compared to six other competitive COVID antibodies that are on the market. And you know the names, the big companies. We had the only one that would show affinity for and are effective against the recent COVID mutations. And when put into a cocktail of the intravenous treatment that one of the very big pharma, one of the very large big pharma companies has on the market, their effectiveness, by the way, without us is 64%. Not very good. When you add our antibody to their intravenous solution, it goes up to 94%.
Wow!
So we published that. We're fishing for a potential relationship with them, forming the subsidiaries. As I said, Mississippi State. We're going to Mississippi State to do animal testing. We met with the head of the veterinary college there. On Friday night in our technology meeting, which is every Friday night, and that seems to be the time when most people are available, and we've reached agreement on where we're going to go and when we're going to go. We're also working on a nasal spray that can be administered to football players when they have their bell rung, etc., and they come in confused. That starts the cascade of glutamate in the brain with traumatic brain injury, and then the cascade of development of inflammatory cytokines and neurodegenerative diseases starts right then. We can stop that right then with this nasal spray, and of course we can lead on to further treatment of our patented process in hospitals or clinics.
I just received
notification today. One last point. The NFL Retired Players Association, Carl Eller by name, is signing a letter endorsing all of our research in solving the problems of traumatic brain injury in football, in boxing, in NASCAR, etc. There are huge problems of people with suffering traumatic brain injury. You know, they have specialized equipment today, etc., but that helps. I mean, it's just like the egg situation. If you harden the shell of an egg and you shake it, you're still going to scramble that egg in the shell. What has to happen is it's the momentum, the sudden decrease in momentum, and that is the problem, and we're about solving that. And literally, to our knowledge, nobody else in the world is doing that. So what's the future for Halbert Corporation? I see it as an extremely undervalued stock. We're fishing, obviously, for a relationship with Big Pharma. We have people helping us develop pitch decks that are going to help us, shall we say, attract interest. We put out a lot of press releases, not only for our stockholders, but these are for Big Pharma. And we know they read them, and we think we're going to end up with a partnership and funding or this huge government contract. could just change us overnight. This company could become a stock rather than the pennies. It could be in the dollars. Anyway.
That's incredible. I think it's amazing what you guys do. And that was Mr. William A. Hartman. He's the CEO, president, and chairman of Halberd Corporation. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol HALB. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Hope to talk to you again soon, maybe in 30 days, to give us an update.
Well, thank you very much, Sever. Listen, things are moving so fast with us that we're going to have real tangible things to talk about. I've given just an overview today, but I assure you that this company is really going places. And earlier in my career, I saw a need for a certain business, and my own company at that time said, don't go into that. It'll never happen. The original equipment manufacturers will never agree to this, and I didn't agree with them. And in a couple years, I had a business with revenue of $1.3 billion, and I became
wow.
the managing director of that business unit and received plaudits, et cetera, et cetera. And I see this company right now. I see this neurodegenerative disease thing. I see COVID. I see a lot of opportunities where we fill the bill better than anyone else. And we're covering that with patents like wallpaper everywhere. So anyway, I encourage your listeners to consider HALB in their investment portfolio. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.